With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Looks like most school districts are going to start the new school year online. More decisions have been made across Southeast Michigan. Let's bring in WWJ's Charlie Langton for the latest. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, Roberta. Yeah, you're right. More schools definitely weighing in on how classes will look when students start back in the fall, which is really only in a couple of weeks. The latest is the Farmington Hills School District. They approved a plan for remote learning at least through October 30th with face-to-face instruction after that. Now, there will also be some hybrid models for some students who need in-person learning. That's 2 days in-person and 3 days remote. In Birmingham, they voted to at least start their school September 8th, Troy's schools will take a vote at 4 o'clock later today. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Birmingham school students will be starting the year learning virtually. In a nearly 3-hour meeting, the school board decided against a hybrid plan that would have included some students starting with in-person instruction. The superintendent says administrators will monitor the situation over the next couple of months and re-examine the issue in November. The decision came after a group of parents rallied outside Groves High School for in-person learning. Meantime, Plymouth Canton schools will start the year with students at home and learning online. The plan includes transitioning small groups of kids into classrooms starting as early as October the 4th. But administrators say that date could be pushed back depending on what's happening with the coronavirus.